pleased to welcome Josh Sim and Monsignor Peter Jeffrey, and they are here to talk about the cottage retreat, which is essentially a, am I correct in saying, you need to be really close to the mic there, Josh, essentially it is a drug rehab service, is that right?
Yeah, it's a recovery program.
You need to be closer than that, Josh.
It's a recovery program, yes? that we're running here in Shepparton. We focus on building strong foundations for people struggling with addictions, and we've been running for 3 months now. We're located at St Andrews Road in Shepparton, and we've seen that there's a need in the community for our support, and so some local people have helped us put together a non-for-profit organisation. It's called The Cottage. And, we're focusing on empowering people to make their own choices and encourage self-leadership. We're a residential program. We've got 9 beds available. And it's not always easy for people to come forward when they're having trouble with addictions. And so what we do, we're there to make that easy and simple for people to come into a treatment program, and they're not going to be judged, and you know, it takes a lot of courage for people to step forward, and we know that there's only a small window when someone's actually got the readiness to come forward. So we thought that the more people we can let know about our program, then the better it would be for people to access us.
Yeah. So, Josh, there's been a lot of talk and a lot of controversy, if you like, about rehab services and the location of one up at New Merca.
Yes.
And it seems to me that just quietly you guys have gotten on and done it, and here it is in Shepparton. Yeah. And I didn't even know.
Mm. Well, we don't call ourselves a rehab service. There are no drugs or alcohol at our premises. We focus on people in recovery, and we focus on healing. You know?
Okay, so is it more people who've made that decision?
Yeah. Yeah, well, we can't force people to come into this, so people have to make that decision for themselves.
Okay, so essentially, like, is there a particular program? Do they come in for a certain amount of time?
Yeah, our program lengths from 4 to 12 weeks and can be extended if needed. And when people come in, we offer them support, and we've got a good team of workers there that some have had trouble in the past with addictions themselves.
So they can empathise.
Yeah, myself, I had a problem with alcohol, a great problem with alcohol in the past, and I've addressed that. And now I want to come forward and I want to help people in my community, and I want to give back. And so our heart is really in the right place with this.
So who's backing it?
Well, we've got some. We've got Monsignor Peter Jeffrey here. He's the chairman of our board.
Well, we'll certainly get him to talk in a minute. Unfortunately, yeah. Josh and the Monsignor are sharing a mic, so we'll switch over in a minute. But who else is behind it?
Well, we've got some support from the community.
When you say support, you mean money?
Yep.
Like who's backing it financially?
No, I didn't.
Monsignor, would you like?
I'm happy to comment on that. There are people in our community who are deeply aware of this social problem. Not unique to our area, of course, but quite some time back we had a public forum that attracted some 300 people from our area about issues associated with drugs and ice and alcohol. And there's a growing demand, I think, in our area for people to do something about it. And that led to people being extremely generous in making these buildings available and also financially helping the initial stages of this work. And I think Joss has described it very well. to be sensitive to the window of opportunity when people show a slight sign of readiness, to invite them into a program where they feel comfortable. And also there's the opening for them to do a program connected with the Golden Valley Health, where they do an emotional research into what's underpinning or underlying the difficulty.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? There's always underlying issues, and there's often mental health issues.
Exactly.
So you're able to link them in with those public services?
Yes, yes. So we wanted to be spread amongst the community that the service is available, because I know a lot of families struggle with someone in their community suffering from this trouble, wondering where they can go, how they can assist. And I think Joss has special connection too with the Indigenous community. It's something that affects members of the Indigenous community as well. And so we're hoping that the door being open and a program that's very constructive and helpful will receive support and help people in our community.
So, Monsignor, is that what I should call you? We were talking about that title earlier. It's and you're explaining that you've done a lot of work nationally and internationally and training of priests and so forth. But, however, these days you are a parish priest at Maroopna.
I am.
So do you come, you must come across a lot of these difficulties in your mission.
I do. And I realise that we're not exempt from these problems in our Goulburn Valley and on either side of the Goulburn River, whether you be in Shepparton or Maroopna, these issues are prominent. And I also work with St Vincent de Paul Conference and do interviews there each week. And I see people really needing help of different kinds. And this is one way in which we're responding to some of the needs and the issues.
Okay, maybe we'll talk to you a little bit further, Josh. Can you... you're obviously a pretty interesting chap and brings a lot to the table. Can you tell me a bit about your Indigenous heritage and also your personal history that's brought you to this point
now?
Yeah,
sure. My Indigenous heritage, well, the land where we are today is Bangarang land. That's my tribe. I'm from the tribe the Bangarang. And, I grew up here in Shepparton. And as I said, in my past growing up, I had a lot of trouble with addiction and alcohol abuse and then me just walking through the battles that I went through, I want to be able to share and give back to my community, and not just my community, the wider community, and give people the chance to heal and recover themselves, that like I have. The life I live today and being able to do this, it's just amazing, I get a lot out of being able to share my story and help people, to come forward when they're struggling.
So in Shepparton we have special aged care services, for example, for the Indigenous community up in the north of Shepparton.
Yep.
Rumbalara,
yep.
Yes. So... having you involved in this, is this going to encourage members of the Indigenous community to come forward, do you think?
Yeah, for sure. I hope so, even more so. But we've got some Indigenous guys in our program at the moment, so me having access to the Indigenous community has given them confidence to come forward. And it does. I just want to. It really does. It takes a lot of courage for people to come forward
just to admit that there's a problem in the first place.
Yeah, that's right. And it's not something even as family members or members of the community that we can just sweep under the rug and pretend that it's not happening, because it is. And so I think the more awareness that we bring out about people struggling with addiction and not make it such a stigma that they're bad people, it's a bad thing. We believe they're sick people trying to get well.
Okay, so if there are people listening who think they could benefit, or a member of their family could benefit from this service, how do they get in touch? What do they need to do?
Yeah, sure. They can contact us by phone or email. We've got a website and a Facebook page, The Cottage Recovery Retreat, and someone will get in contact. There's some phone numbers there.
Can you give us one of those phone numbers now, Josh?
Sure. My one of the contact numbers.
You just need to
0499989741. And
that sounds a bit long. Is that right? Yep. Can you say it again, just in case people are running around and getting a pen and paper? Sure. And if you need this kind of service in Shepparton, you can call this number.
0499 989741.
Okay. Or look up the Cottage Retreat.
Yep.
On Facebook.
Yeah, it's on Facebook, and we've got a website there as well. So if you look us up, there'll be some contact details, and that's what we do. We try and make it easy and simple for people to come into treatment.
And you're already having success there in the short time you've been operating.
Yep, we sure are, and that's why it's good for us to come here and just speak to the community and the chance that we've been given here to speak on radio, just to get the awareness out there.
Okay. Yeah. I might let Monsignor Peter Jeffrey have the last word. Often people can be quite judgmental of people who have drug and alcohol problems. If I was thinking, for example, of coming to use this service, what are some of the perhaps encouraging words you could give me to make that step?
I think assuring you that there is help available and personal accompaniment to help you through the difficult stage when you'll come to a new life. It reminds me very much of the official opening of the cottage, and Joss was there on that occasion with the didgeridoo. And as you went in, it was with, as it were, blowing away, bringing in all the evil fumes that were about. But then as you let us out on that opening day, you were blowing away all those difficult things that had been haunting you and causing you to be trapped. And I think trapped is a good word to express it. People discover they're in difficulties, and somebody who helps them to be able to be on that journey of recovery. And that's why I'm so excited that this is something that's happening in our area, addressing a great social issue.
Well, it sounds like a much, much needed service. So it's been great to talk to you both, and perhaps in a month or two you'll come back and speak to us again and tell us how it's going, and then we can get the word out further again at that point. Josh, do you have that number? Just give that number to people again if they would like to access the Cottage Retreat for people who need help to overcome alcohol and drug addictions.
That number is 0499 989741.
Thank you very much, Josh Sim and Monsignor Peter Jeffrey.